Alrighty, on the phone with me is celebrity chef extraordinaire. She is the author of Delicious and Doable. She is one of the greatest chefs to ever grace the radio here in Stratford. Her name is Charmaine Broughton. Char, thank you for joining me.
Oh, my absolute pleasure, especially after an introduction like that, Kev.
Well, Char, when you're the goat of celebrity chefs on my show, that's the kind of introduction you get.
Oh, well, thank you so much. From goats to talking turkey.
There you go.
How's that for a segue?
That's really good. It's like we practiced it.
Yeah, really, eh?
Yeah.
So today I just want to chat about some fun and delicious Easter weekend and or springtime entertaining recipes, starting with turkey. So I know a lot of people are intimidated to cook a whole turkey. And if you are one of those people, that's okay, because what I'm going to suggest today is to cook up an Ontario turkey breast. They roast up in about 40 minutes, depending on the size. The average size of an Ontario turkey breast is 2 pounds. So the great thing about making a turkey breast is because it takes minimal amount of time in the oven, unlike a whole turkey, you've got your oven free for all of your other side dishes. Right, because that's a big concern of people when they're cooking a whole turkey. And on that note, if you do want to cook a whole turkey, and if you're a little bit intimidated and you want some tips and tricks, you can go to OntarioTurkey.ca. They've got all the information that you will need, and that will put you at ease to cook a whole turkey.
That's awesome. I've cooked a couple whole turkeys. Surprise you in my life?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. I know you are a man who wears many hats, and one of them being a culinary hat.
That is true. I wear a chef's hat at home. I'm Chef Kevin, and no one can stop me in my own kitchen, Char.
Well, maybe you will recreate this turkey breast recipe. So you're going to take the boneless, skinless Ontario turkey breast, and you're going to marinate it with some lemon and lime juice and zest, a little bit of garlic, salt, and pepper. Ideally, you want to let it marinate overnight. Then you're going to roast it off 40 minutes, and you want to make sure that the internal temperature reaches between 165 and 170. While it's in the oven, you can make the fabulous mint and green onion pesto. And all you're going to need for this is some nuts. You could use walnuts, almonds, pine nuts. Buzz them up in your food processor. Add a little bit of garlic, some mint, green onion, parsley, with some lemon zest and juice, a little bit of Parmesan cheese, salt and pepper, and oil. Buzz it all up, and you've made this fresh and fabulous mint and green onion pesto. And then you're going to slather that all over the turkey breast. And the pesto with all the fresh herbs just is a really nice alternative to gravy. Don't get me wrong. I love like a traditional gravy and turkey, but it's springtime. It's been a long winter, and introducing like the fresh and fabulous flavors of all those fresh herbs is just a really nice addition to your, springtime table.
Absolutely. Sounds amazing.
And speaking of fresh herbs, I just want to share a really fun and easy recipe that incorporates fresh herbs into a dip. And this dip would be perfect to put out, if you're hosting a crowd and you want to have something out while everyone's waiting for dinner. But the other reason why I wanted to share this recipe is because let's say you did make my parsley and mint pesto, and you've got a number of fresh herbs left, and or you're making other side dishes and you've got fresh herbs left, because often a recipe will call for, a quarter cup of mint or a quarter cup of parsley, but you're left with, 2 and 3 cups and you're wondering what to do with it. My Char's white bean herb hummus is fabulous. You're just going to take those mixed fresh herbs, pop them into your food processor, buzz them around with some garlic, a can of white beans, but you could use chickpeas or lentils, a little bit of tahini, zest and juice of a lemon and a lime, a little bit of salt, chili flakes, olive oil, buzz it up, and you've got this flavorful, amazing hummus. You can serve it with flatbreads and crackers and a bunch of veggies, and it's just a really nice dip to serve before your guests sit down for dinner, and a great way to use up any leftover fresh herbs so they're not going to waste. Do we have time for a sweet treat for dessert?
Charmaine Broughton, you know that I make time for you.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent, Kev, because these are delicious. These are my carrot cake blondies with citrus coconut cream cheese frosting. So I am a sucker for carrot cake. I absolutely love carrot cake. But truth be told, sometimes yours truly is too lazy to make a whole cake. So blondies are great because it's one bowl, pantry staple item. So for the blondie part of this recipe, you just need some butter, brown sugar, eggs, vanilla. You're going to beat that together. You're going to add some flour, some shredded coconut, some shredded carrot, some dried cranberry, some cinnamon and ginger. Stir it all together into your 8x8-inch square baking pan lined with parchment paper into the oven about half an hour later. The blondies are going to come out. Another great thing about the blondies is you don't need any leavening agent. You don't need any baking soda or baking powder. It's just a minimal ingredients. And then while the blondies are cooling, you can make the citrus cream cheese frosting, which is some cream cheese, a little bit of butter, a little bit of coconut extract and vanilla extract, and the zest of an orange, a pinch of salt. You're going to beat that all together. You're going to slather that over the blondies and then garnish the whole thing with toasted coconut. Cut it into 16 squares, and voila, you've got these carrot cake blondies with citrus, coconut, cream cheese frosting. Kev, your gang will literally devour these. I say that they last 3 days in the refrigerator, but they'll probably last about 3 minutes once your crowd gets a hold of them.
Fantastic. And it sounded fantastic, Char. So if people are interested in making these wonderful Easter recipes, of course, I'll have a link to your website up at mystratfordnat.com. But your website, where are your details? Where can people buy your cookbook?
Yeah, so my website is charmainbroughton.com, but as you mentioned, you'll have a link to all the recipes. I'll have all the recipes ready for the listeners. And if anyone listening wants to purchase my cookbook, Delicious and Doable, Recipes Are Real in Everyday Life, it is available up on my website, but it's also available at Fanfare Books in Stratford at 92 Ontario Street. So I'm encouraging everyone to get out this Easter weekend, support those small businesses, and while you're at it, you can pick up a copy of Delicious and Doable at Fanfare Books.
Awesome, Char. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have yourself a wonderful day.
My pleasure, and happy Easter eating, everyone.